KYC, or Know Your Customer laws, first came into effect right after 9/11. Basically, they argued that now moving money around was some kind of risk for terrorists to function, and therefore they needed to enact this Know Your Customer laws, not only for banks in the United States, but they now had to pressure all banks around the world to follow this. You know, the crazy part of this is flash forward to basically now, where it's the US government that is funding Al-Qaeda under different names in Syria. And basically, in order to enable Israel to be able to steal large amounts of Syria and do this entire propaganda campaign, they had to overthrow Assad by arming these random Sunni insurgents who, of course, are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. They're not using that name, but it's the same terrorist groups. And in fact, the guy was on the FBI's wanted list who's now in charge. So this whole idea of stopping terrorism, for them to ask for our identification cards, for them to want to see every transaction that we do, is totally ridiculous and is clearly a power ploy. In fact, there's a large amount of research that the Patriot Act itself, when it first was trying to go through Congress, was facing resistance, and there was all kinds of pressure tactics that were put on these various members of Congress, including, some say, mailing them anthrax. So there was a book written in 2014 by Graeme McQueen. I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but it's called The 2001 Anthrax Deception. And basically it talks about how exactly when the Patriot Act was coming out, there were some particular congressmen who were against this because it was encroaching on civil liberties. And he talks about how exactly at that time, those particular congressmen were targeted with anthrax, and talking about how this is from Al-Qaeda, but then from further investigation, it turned out that the anthrax stuff had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, and therefore the author makes the case rather convincingly that the Patriot Act was pushed through by threatening these congressmen with these fake anthrax things. I mean, you're telling me that the exact congressmen who were opposed to the Patriot Act, just by coincidence, happened to be targeted by random anthrax attacks, literally right as they are opposing the Patriot Act? Give me a break. Wouldn't Al-Qaeda want to target every other congressman other than those two or three guys? Wouldn't they want to not have the Patriot Act passed if it really was hurting terrorism? Now, is this author correct? I don't know. He makes a very convincing case. You should do your own research and decide for yourself. But whether it's true or not that there were government anthrax attacks, that is a conspiracy to push forward the Patriot Act and to intimidate these congressmen, doesn't change that I disagree with the law itself and that you should be doing privacy as a response to this law. So if you're pro-privacy, that automatically means you're anti-war, as war is the excuse for doing all of these privacy-invasive things to stop terrorism. And this whole thing, it assumes that even Al-Qaeda did 9/11 to begin with. There's this group called the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and this is 2,000 plus engineers that have signed scientific papers that clearly demonstrate that there is no way that the World Trade Center towers could have collapsed internally on themselves with no resistance from gravity. Let me say that again. There was no resistance from gravity in an explosion. That is impossible by the laws of physics unless there was internal explosions, which means most likely the CIA and an inside job. Now, the same people that tell me that there's no way that it's impossible because of suddenly the laws of physics are suspended, those are the same people that for COVID-19 vaccines, they're telling me to follow the science. Oh, I gotta listen to the experts, the scientists, because they wrote a paper. But with 9/11, oh, I can't believe it. There's no way. How could it be? So when you fully see just how evil these guys are, people are going, what do I need privacy for? You want them seeing everything you're doing? Now, I told that to someone one time, and they said, like, are you serious? Like, what does it matter if the guy in the 9/11 building, as he's dying, he had a de-Googled phone? Like, does it really matter? And I responded with, look, you're assuming that the only time these type of attacks and things happen is just random people in a large building or a large gathering. But they can do targeted types of attacks. You know, I've heard rumors, I've seen limited evidence of this, but it is a theory that certain groups were targeted with the COVID shots, that not everybody got the same vaccine. And you know, if they were trying to kill off people on purpose, it would make the most sense for them to target those who are politically aware. And so by having these groups see all of your political content that you're digesting, even if you're not creating it, this is going to make you a target, not only in a terrorist way, but also in a social sense way. You know, sites like LinkedIn, run by corrupt Bill Gates's firm, we don't really know how their algorithm works. You know, they make more money selling user data than they actually do from having job ads. And so, at the end of the day, do you honestly believe that they're allowing somebody's job posting and their resume to show up the same as somebody who believes the agenda and somebody who does not? They want to suppress, obviously, anyone getting to power, large companies, well-paying jobs, for those who are defying the system. And so the more aware that you appear to be, the more likely you could be to be oppressed. So now you see the logic as to why we need a circular economy among ourselves. And you know, I use this term among ourselves all the time. And really what I'm saying is you don't need to involve banks and legislators and all of this fancy rigmarole just to do a basic contract between two people where one guy sells another something. You can easily have PGP with a deposit to an arbitrator who could just be somebody that you both know. You deposit cryptocurrency to the arbitrator, you agree to the terms of the contract, you both sign it, and then you move on with your lives. Don't need to involve all these other parties, because then they take control and they do whatever they want. And now we're spending all of our time and energy focused on how can we appease the dictator instead of how can we appease these customers? How can we have the best product? Think about how much effort and news and these experts goes into predicting what the dictator is gonna rule next. I mean, look at what Trump's tweets do to the stock market, and that should give you an idea. So moving away from that and focusing on peer-to-peer stuff. And I don't see how you could be doing a circular economy among ourselves if you're not doing privacy. After all, I just said you're using cryptocurrency, so don't you want to protect those private keys? You're signing PGP contracts. Don't you want to be the only one that owns those private keys? What about tax effects? It's impossible to use cryptocurrency as money if it's fluctuating up and down, creating all these tax complexities. So you got all these political reasons, you got all these economic reasons, you got all these common sense reasons and philosophical reasons to want to have simplified privacy. It's your boy Shadow Rebel. Catch you on the flip side.